And to finish this hour, we have one more remembrance of Pope John Paul II. It's a conversation with Lindy Boggs. She was ambassador to the Vatican from 1997 to 2001. She was appointed by President Bill Clinton after serving for many years as a Democratic congresswoman from Louisiana. Renee Montaigne is covering the Pope's death all this week, and she spoke with Ambassador Boggs.
Yes, Lindy Boggs went to Rome just at the time when John Paul was going through the transition from a famously vigorous and athletic pope to one visibly shaking with Parkinson's, and a pope beginning to symbolize physical suffering.
It was very, very, very hard. About the only glimpse that any of us had about his feelings about his difficulties was the fact that when he took his little vacation every year, he still went to the ski resort to stay where he had usually gone on vacation to ski. I think it's some indication of the real sacrifice it was for him not to be able to be physically very active.
He would go in the ski slopes.
That's right.
But put himself through that in a way.
No, I think it was quiet, it was restful, it was as private as someone in his situation can ever be.
As ambassador to the Vatican, how much time did you spend in the Pope's presence? How much did you get to know him as a person?
Well, we were very fortunate in the United States that we had several really knowledgeable Americans in high places in the Vatican government. And we were very lucky that we were able to get delegations in. One of the beautiful things about his feeling about the United States was that the Congress voted to confer upon him the Medal of Freedom, which the first recipient was George Washington. And it's given from time to time to various people, and he had never accepted such a national honor from another country, but he graciously accepted this Medal of Freedom, and it was a beautiful occasion. He accepted the honor, and there must have been about 50-some-odd members of the Senate and the House who came over for the occasion. They made their beautiful presentations, and then he got up and made his acceptance speech. And nobody knew whether they were supposed to clap for the Pope or not. Only Americans would have had a hesitancy. But he, was a little surprised, I guess.
Did and they clap a little?
What happened was then he sort of bowed and started out, to leave the room. And when he did, they broke into spontaneous applause. And he turned around and he blessed them, and they applauded more loudly. And he walked a little farther and he turned around and he blessed them. And finally he got to the door and he turned in with a great flourish. He blessed them and said, "And God bless America." I think that was the most beautiful moment of my whole service in Rome.
Oh, that's a wonderful story.
I'm talking so informally about the Holy Father, but my respect for him, not only as a person, but as Pope, as the leader of this worldwide organization of such importance to the whole world, it soars. My admiration really soars.
Ambassador Boggs, thank you very much for speaking with us about Pope John Paul II and your time at the Vatican.
Thank you so much.
Lindy Boggs was ambassador to the Vatican between 1997 and 2001.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington with Renee Montaigne in Vatican City.